there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
What are you most looking for? You know, besides your excitement about baseball being back, what kind of are you most looking forward to today from these games?
Today is just to see what it looks like and what it feels like. And, you know, they got a shot of Nationals Park. Scherzer's on the mound, Chris. And it just seems weird. It looks like a regular game, you know, with all the dressings and you're doing the broadcast. But there are no fans in there. And so that's a little bit. I just want to see how the players react. We've watched some exhibition games and some inter-squad games, and those have been cool to watch. But now here we go, and it's going to be over before you know it. So I just think, like, I'm watching in anticipation on how quickly will this go. Normally when the start of the season, you know you got 6 months, Chris. You don't. You got 67 days.
No,
this will be different.
I'm more excited about this, you know, contrary to what you like to say. I am a baseball fan. And but I don't need 162. I'm just going to keep it real. I've said, as much as I love the NBA, I wish they go to about 65 games instead of 82. So I am more excited. When baseball, I watch some regular season games, obviously keep up with the sport. But when it hits the playoffs, I'm all in. I'm completely tuned in, and I'm really into it. So I'm going to be more into the regular season now than usual because it's such a short season. And every game matters. That's what I like in sports is the urgency, every game mattering. And that's what we're going to have this year with baseball. You know, you go on a 2 or 3 week slump and you could be in trouble.
Oh, yeah. So, except for they did add to the playoff, yes. Chris. So,
which I think we'll get to that later. Like, but yeah, will. Smart. It's smart, though, because what if the Yankees or the Reds or the Rays or the Dodgers or, you know, a team that you know is legit goes into a bad stretch or starts slowly? And that gives them, you know, a little bit of leeway so that, you know, they can outlast a poor start because now you got 16 teams, 8 in each league playing. So I think it's good, but we'll get into that later. Let's get to it, man. So give me I can give you my picks.
Yeah, you go first.
And I know you like to razz me about this. I pick to win. All right. I'm not trying to be a hot take artist. I'm not trying to, you know, pick, you know, Kansas City or just come out of nowhere and by chance if it works, I'm right. I'm like many. I got the Yankees and the Dodgers in the World Series. And I'm going to say this, Rob. There's a part of me that's been, last time I said there was a part of me, I should have went with it, right? Because that was the Nationals.
Right, you Dodgers, kept saying, right? Well, remember that? I want to pick the Nationals, but I'm going to pick the Dodgers. And I was I'm picking the Nationals.
Here's what I feel like, Rob, between the Yankees and the Dodgers. Obviously, the Dodgers have the deeper team. They're the more versatile team as far as position players. And, you know, they're great all around. The Yankees obviously have more power, and if the Yankees, we're assuming they're healthy. They got the most power, but I also like their staff better. I like their pitching staff better. You got Jared Cole.
Right.
Yeah, you know. Rotation, and right. I think, look, Kenley Jansen, we know he appears to be on the decline, and it's been that way for a little bit of while. Clayton Kershaw's just a year older. You know, Aroldis Chapman is with the Yankees. I think their bullpen is better. So for that reason, I'm going to go with the Yankees, Rob. I feel like I should pick the Dodgers because, man, how many times they're going to get there and lose? But then I think of the Braves, and, hey, it can happen time and time again. So I'm going to go with the Yankees over the Dodgers in this year's World Series.
Chris, I am going to – we're going to be lockstep on this one, and most people – if you really follow baseball or look at it, it's hard not to pick those two teams just based off the rosters and what they have going. They're teams that are going to be good. The Cincinnati Reds, the St. Louis Cardinals are always good, Chris. The Houston Astros still have a good team. You know, we could go on and on and on. There's about 8 or 9 teams that are really good. But some of the stuff you brought up, adding Gerrit Cole to the top of your rotation – it's what solidifies the Yankees to me. You drop everybody else down a spot, right? And that was a team that was great last year.
Right.
With all the injuries and whatnot. And now you put a real ace at the top of your rotation. The problem I have, so I'm going to pick the Yankees out of the American League. And I'm going to pick the Dodgers again, Chris, because on paper, and I did write a column on Deadspin.
I thought you might go away from them.
No, I'm going to pick them. But I'm not going to pick them to win. They haven't won since 1988. And here are my 3 reasons why I can't pick the Dodgers to win the World Series. Clayton Kershaw, Chris, the postseason, I get it where the Astros were stealing signs and they roughed him up.
Right.
But it wasn't the only time he's been roughed up in the playoffs. Okay, so what about all the other times?
And he's already on the DL. He's got the back injury.
Right. Jansen's another one. You brought it up. Chris, he's had a regular heartbeat. He's had some issues. He had his worst year ever last year. His ERA was high in the threes. The least saves he'd had since 2013. He had his highest whip ever. So those signs are all bad for me. And then when you look at Dave Roberts, their manager, the way he's handled the pitching staff, Chris, in big situations in playoff games are questionable. And that, I think, is another part. So
we've talked
things,
about that. Like, is that him or is that the front office? But whatever it is, right? We've talked about that in the past.
That is the problem. We really don't know, Chris. Is the front office dictating Dave Roberts, right, or is this Dave Roberts? Last year when they were in that game 5 against the Nationals, they were up 3-1, and he brings in Kershaw. Despite, you know, we know what Kershaw has been in the playoffs.
Yep.
And then Kershaw gives up a home run on his first pitch. He should go get him. Nope, he leaves him out there. The next pitch is a home run, and the game's tied. Yep. So I'm just like, what? And then in that same game, if you remember, Joe Kelly pitched an inning, and then he brought him back out for another inning, Chris, instead of getting him out. So there's some moves there that I'm not so sure about. I'm going to say the Yankees in 6, but I think this will be a rematch of 1981. I think it could capture the attention of the nation, the World Series with these two teams.
Oh, yeah. If it's those two, it will. No question about it.
The Yankees are on the board for the first home run of the season.
Look, man.
A two-run bomb by Stanton.
Judge
got a single, and Giancarlo Stanton just hit a two-run home run.
That's my only question about them. If they're healthy, Rob, what's stopping them?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help,
Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A couple of guys that may need some blue emu after September 12th.
They still might stink.
Mike Tyson, Rob, and Roy Jones Jr. are going to get it on in the ring September 12th, an 8-round exhibition fight. Any interest?
No way, no how am I watching a minute of that? No, I'm not interested, Chris. They'll be wearing masks because they'll be robbing the television networks or whoever puts that on. I mean, this is we're talking about a money grab. And why? Mike Tyson is 54 years old, Chris. Really?
And Roy is 51.
Why?
I mean,
it's pathetic. It's sad. I'm not interested.
I saw the Instagram videos like everybody else and Mike Tyson looking fast and furious and all that. How long did those videos last? How long did his flurry last? He would flurry for about 5 seconds and then, you know, duck and dodge and move on to the, that's not a fight. And look, Roy probably he might be in a little bit better shape, but first of all, there's Chris Mannix, friend of the show. I follow him, of course, on Twitter. He's saying, look, it's kind of, you know, it's going to be like an exhibition. They're using 12-ounce gloves as opposed to 8 or 10. They're not trying to knock each other out. If you're going to fight, even a real fight makes me leery at this age. But if you're going to get in the ring, then fight. I certainly don't want to watch you square dance for 8 rounds.
And that's probably what it's going to be, so I hate it.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Rob. What if they do? I mean, if you get in there, obviously you're going to get that old feeling and, you know, if you're getting hit a little bit. What if they could, I mean, maybe they really start fighting. And then I fear a little bit for Roy because he never could take a great punch. And if he gets hit by Mike Tyson, who I know is older, not as good, obviously, but the power kind of stays with you. So I don't know all the way around, Rob. If it's not a real fight, I don't want to watch a square dance. And if it is a real fight, I'm kind of worried for the smaller man, Roy Jones Jr. And I don't want to see any 50-year-olds get their blocks knocked off. You know what I mean?
So would you say, instead of saying that somebody, if they get knocked out, they have a glass jaw, would be they have glass dentures or something if teeth come out? No?
I hope that's not from yesterday. That's not on the tape.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And Rob, they interesting situation with the Nationals, speaking of them. One of their World Series, their postseason heroes last year, the young kid, what, 21 years old? Juan Soto, the outfielder, got
a
great future. Yes, great future ahead of him. Was terrific in the playoffs last year. Really was good all season. Hit 34 homers, 110 RBIs, and then in the playoffs, 5 homers, 14 ribbies, Rob, in the postseason. So
no, he was prime time
young player, yeah. Yes. But he tested positive for the coronavirus, right? Here's the problem. So he's missing tonight's game. The problem is he took the test. For some reason in Major League Baseball, it takes 2 days to find out what the results of your test are. Now, Rob G., in the NBA, isn't it that same day?
Yes, that is correct.
So why in the world is it taking baseball 2 days and it's taking basketball? How long is it even taking basketball?
Well, number one, it is cheaper. Number two, it's been said by a lot of medical professionals, I don't know how legitimate it is, but it's been said that the ones that take longer for the results are more accurate.
Than the
instant ones.
It's like the pregnancy test. The ones you get at the 99-cent store, you're not always sure on those.
Oh, so is that what basketball did? They went to the 90. They saved money on their test. But here's the thing. Juan Soto took his test 2 days. When did he find out? Today, Rob, or yesterday?
Found out today.
Today. So he took his test on Tuesday. But he found out today he's positive. He's asymptomatic. Tuesday, Rob, since Tuesday, he's had all types of interactions. He's been participating in practices. He's had interactions with his teammates, yet somehow none of them is sitting out tonight's game except for Juan. And there's a rule in Washington, D.C.
Now, when you say a rule, is it a... you know, is it a protocol? You know what I mean? There's no law in place.
It's not
it's
a
protocol.
Law yet.
Right, it's protocol.
But it's a recommendation? Is it more than a recommendation, Rob?
Is that the right
Here's
word?
Here's what it is.
Right?
It's a Washington, D.C. rule. It says mandating, okay? Mandating that anyone coming into contact with someone who had the coronavirus needs to self-quarantine for 14 days. So that would really mean that essentially all of his teammates or anybody who, you know, was anywhere near him yesterday within 6 feet, which I'm sure probably happened with several teammates, would have to quarantine for 2 weeks according to this rule in Washington, D.C. So they're flouting. I'm not going to jump on, but they're not following the rules. They're not following the rules.
After everything that was set up for opening day night, that they would be like, okay, we're not playing. We're going to cancel the game, and we're going to wait 2 weeks for the Nationals.
I get it. I get what you're saying, but I'm just like, but what's going on? Are the rules going to be? I totally get it. Right?
You know what's going on, Chris, and I'm not making any excuses. That's an ordinance for people in Washington, D.C.
They're playing in D.C.
I get it. They have this thing set up. And I think unless somebody was feeling ill, because, Chris, we all come in contact with other people every day. You can't.
Not really.
Not now? I mean, you don't go to, if you go to, I don't know, fast food or the bank or the grocery store, there are people around you, right? I mean.
I'm not going out every day.
So you don't go out every day?
Most days I'm not coming into contact with anybody but my family. Most days.
Okay.
I go for walks out in the neighborhood, you know, every once in a while I might go to the store. But yeah, I'm really not, you know, not coming into contact with that many
people. But I think most people have some contact with other people. Maybe not every day, but they do. And I just think you can't shut down everything. If a ball boy, Chris, or a bat boy has it, then everybody on the team can't play for 2 weeks. Do you know what I mean?
I totally get it.
Because if that's the case, we won't be playing.
Remember, Rob, a few weeks ago, what I say? If what happened in March, when Rudy Gobert came down with it and one other teammate got it and they shut the entire season down, and that kind of, it was a couple days later that the nation went on lockdown.
But I think that was at the early stages where they didn't know.
Yeah, but it's worse now.
No, I get it, but it's not worse everywhere. If you look around,
it's worse in
places,
California.
Yeah, New York is unbelievable how much better it is now.
It's worse in Florida.
Right. I'm just saying, Chris, this is a heads up for sports as we go forward. It's the same thing in the NBA. If LeBron comes down with it, you shut down the whole Lakers team, they don't play?
Well, if LeBron doesn't play, you might as well shut him down.
But you know what I'm saying, right? You think that's not going to happen.
Well, but hold on. Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. Because, look, I'm not mad at you, Rob. I'm just, like, trying to figure this out. If we're going to have rules, then we're going to have rules. And I totally get where you're at because it would not, Rob, just be shutting down the Nationals.
Right.
Then if you had to shut them down for 2 weeks, what happens to the schedule?
You have to shut the whole league down.
Right. So I don't know that you – so I get where you're coming from. I'm just kind of confused.
I think what they're going to do is take people out of the game or, you know, put them on the sidelines when people test positive and just keep giving people tests. Now, if the whole team comes down with the Chris, now we got something totally different. And as we go forward, the same thing. The NFL has to look at this. The NBA has to look at how are you going to play this?
Well, you mentioned LeBron.
You can't shut LeBron down for 2 weeks, can
what
you?
What if LeBron got the virus? Or
God forbid,
Kawhi,
let's say
Giannis,
that.
Yes. Whoever, God forbid. And they got the virus right before a big playoff series. And LeBron or whoever got it is asymptomatic.
Right.
I mean, I don't think you can let him play. But again, if LeBron James doesn't play, the Lakers might as well not play.
But if it's playoff time. I don't think it's the same thing.
So would you say let LeBron play in that instance?
I think he might miss some time, but not 2 weeks. I don't think it's going to be 2 weeks.
Well, they are shortening.
Am I right about that?
I heard on Dan Patrick today they were saying if you come in,
the rules for
football and pro football are different. College football and pro. In college football, if you come into contact with somebody, you have to quarantine for 14 days. This is according to Dan Patrick. If in the NFL you do, it's 2 days. You know what that's called? Money.
No, I get it. That's tonight. I mean, they were not going to call off this game I mean, they just weren't. And yeah. it'll be interesting as we go forward. And with the other tests, we'll have to see, Chris. I know of job instances where people have been in contact with somebody who tested positive. They tested everybody else in the workplace, and nobody else tested positive. It's not automatic.
No, right, right.
That,
remember,
that you have
the Jazz, only Donovan Mitchell had it.
Right.
From Rudy Gobert. So I get it.
And they were all around him, right. So
but
it's
they
not
couldn't
like that.
Test the Nationals. I mean, the 2 days doesn't make sense to me. 2 days doesn't make sense to me. They got to get testing that you can find out that day. Because otherwise, if somebody may be playing with it right now and coming into contact with other guys. It's just a ball of confusion, Rob. That's
well,
all
because,
it is.
Because we're in uncharted waters and they're going to go about it, Chris, as we go along. They don't have all the rules. They don't have everything set up. They don't know. You know what I mean? It's like a
right.
trial and error. I mean, let's just be honest. I'm sure the last thing they thought was that one of the national stars was going to come down with it the day before opening day or opening day, and he couldn't play.
And the thing is, we don't know everything about the disease either.
No.
You know, some doctors have said it could have long-term effects on your lungs. You know, so I don't know, man. I think this is a sign,
Did you
Rob,
think they should have stopped the game today?
No, I get where you're coming from. I'm just saying, if you make rules, then you have to be ready to abide by them. You have to be ready to abide by them.
No, I know, but those rules
That's all
are
I'm
D-
saying.
Those
so maybe
are DC
make
rules.
Different rules.
Right, those are DC rules, and they're
yeah,
going to have to
playing in DC.
No, I get it. I'm not.
You know,
Chris,
that's all I'm saying.
I'm not
it's just
being,
like a threat. No, I know you're not.
It's not like a
right. threat. If you make a threat, you got to be ready to follow up, right?
No,
and it's
I
the same thing with. That's all I'm saying. I get totally where you're coming from because it would have been disastrous if they would have called off tonight.
Oh, game. Big time, big time,
disastrous. So I totally understand. I'm not saying they should have. I'm just confused because if these are going to be the rules, then we got to. And it, maybe if that means lessening the rules, you know what I mean? Then fine. But I do think this too, Rob. I don't know why baseball's got a test that takes 2 days to find out. Now,
yeah.
I get it if they're better. I was tested and I found out the next day. That's 1 day.
Are there some snaps where you get it right away in an hour or 30 minutes?
There are
snap
some
tests
now
like
again. They're
too?
Probably not as
accurate,
but still.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win?
Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.